Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, live at Titans training camp, Jake Lyman with you, and we are now joined by Titans punter Tommy Townsend. Tommy, thanks for taking some time. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. Appreciate it. It's been a good camp so far and got a beautiful day out here, so yeah.
Yeah, you're a week into camp now, day three in pads. What's the feeling been like as you guys are gearing up? It's hard to believe the first preseason game is only a week away.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, the first couple weeks, week and a half, has absolutely flown by, but you can tell the energy is really ramping up. I mean, guys are starting to fly around, and we're starting to see some really good ball, especially on the special team side.
You were a free agent this offseason. What intrigued you about coming to play here in Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's always been, I'd probably say, a top three team that I've always wanted to play for in the league. Nashville's a great city. Got a ton of friends here from, you know, my freshman year at Tennessee,
right.
And some good family around here, too. So I have a really good community, and you know, I thought it was a great place to come. A lot of great things that are, you know, being built here. So just a lot of things that are really attractive for me to come here.
And you mentioned you started your college career in Tennessee, went back to your home state of Florida, but I'm sure fond memories of your time here in the Volunteer State.
Yeah, I mean, Knoxville was incredible. And, yeah, the university in Tennessee was amazing. And, you know, I didn't really want to leave, but, you know, didn't really pan out exactly the way I wanted. Was a little bit different than what I was sold on, but I mean, love my teammates. I got a ton of friends here in Nashville that I went into Tennessee with, and yeah, so a lot of great friends, and but ultimately, yeah, went back home to Florida and loved it. Loved Gainesville and being a Gator, but I talk about this all the time, so I don't know if I can claim Tennessee because I was only there for a year and I redshirted.
So that's the question in the transfer portal era, right? Is like,
yeah.
Is it just the school you graduated from? Is it all the schools? Like, I'm sure Tennessee would be happy to claim you, two-time Super Bowl champion, right? Like, they'd love to say Tommy Townsend, Vol for life.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. yeah, I mean, I'm always rooting for Tennessee unless they're playing Florida,
right.
Of course, but yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll leave it up to other people to decide if I could claim them. But I mean, I definitely still got a little bit of love for Tennessee.
We're talking with Tommy Townsend, Titans punter. Tommy, you Bones Fossil as your special teams coordinator. What was the intrigue of coming to play for him? Obviously, has so much experience in this league and is so well regarded around the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say he was actually a huge piece of me wanting to come here. I mean, legendary special teams coach. You know, he loves to run fakes, which, you know, obviously that's every punter's dream,
yeah.
to get a couple out there. But I mean, yeah, but also just, you know, the way that I've heard that he's worked with players and treated players, you know, he's been up there in that category also. And I've gotten to experience that just through, you know, the off-season program and in the first couple weeks from, you know, of training camp. He's so encouraging, and he wants his guys to play really well. And you know, he keeps it simple and just lets guys, you know, be able to be free and fly around. And, you know, I absolutely love that.
Do you lobby Coach Fossil for the opportunity to do fakes? Is that something that you're just like, hey, I can run this one?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a guy that I really have to nudge too much about that. I think he kind of has a couple in his back pocket already. But I mean, a little. I'll encourage a little bit for sure. But yeah,
you also were with Mike Borgonzi while he was in Kansas City during your time with the Chiefs. What did you see from him as part of that organization that also maybe made you want to come and join him and what he's building here in Nashville?
Yeah, just the type of guys that they bring around. And I mean, obviously, I wasn't here last year, so I can't speak for the locker
right.
room. But you know, it's easy for me to see, just, you know, being in the last couple months, just the type of guys that he's bringing in. And you know, it feels very similar to you know, the locker room we had in Kansas City, and just the energy guys bring and the confidence and yeah, just wanting to go out there and just let it loose and play ball and play with grit.
We got a couple questions before we wrap up here from our friends back at the studio. Chase and Big Joe love to do a question of the day, and today it is: what is your oddest superstition? Do you have any superstitions before you go out there and play?
Ooh, I wouldn't say it's one in particular, but there's a ton of things. Like, from as soon as I get to the stadium, my process of, you know, putting on my clothes, going out to the field pregame, walking the field, doing drops, stuff like that. But I'm also really weird about like my towel and how like my towel's placed. So I go up to, they usually have like a big bin of like socks, towels, bands, all that stuff. So I'll go up to that and I'll sit there and I'll pick out like six different towels and I'll sit there and like lay them out. And like, I just find the one that fits my eye that I really like. And that's the one that I choose for the game.
I love it.
And then I always rip the tag out of it. So so there's usually I got a towel on
there
right
we go
now, but so yeah so this
no
one,
tag
yeah.
Oh, that one does have the tag.
So this one has a tag. This one has the this one has like a material tag, so like I have to cut this one out. But when it comes to like pregame, like
gotcha.
I make
just
sure,
rip it.
Yeah, make sure those are out.
They also wanted to know laces up, laces down when you receive it. They had heard that Morgan Cox can control that like when it gets to you. Is that just a rumor that we've heard or is that real? Can he really control it?
Morgan Cox is the Wizard of Nashville. He can do anything he wants with a football. And I'm completely convinced about that.
Last one from me. Joe also wanted to know, when you're the last one in the line of defense, what's going through your mind? Punt returner breaks through your coverage, and you're in line to go make a tackle. What's going through your mind?
I think the first thing that goes through a punter's mind is, oh, shoot. But I mean, so I played safety in high school.
Okay.
So I
got
tend
some
to
experience.
Have, like, a very aggressive mindset. And I learned a couple years ago that it's not a good idea to run up to a returner and throw, like, your body into him, like, as hard as you can. It just doesn't work as it did in high school. So it's a little bit more about like now being strategic, and you know, fortunately, like I haven't had too many opportunities where I've had to get after returners, but yeah, just try and get the guy down. That's the most important thing, you know.
I love it. Joe, you wanted to ask one?
Big fan, man. Good to talk to you. Listen, this came up. I'm looking at this, Tommy. In 2021, you played in 16 games. You only punted 37 times. I know you're with Mahomes and the Chiefs. I mean, what was that like? I mean, 37 times in a season. That is one of the craziest stats, Tommy, I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was nuts. Honestly, it felt like yeah, we were punting like maybe like two or three times a game. So it was honestly – like a lot of pressure because I knew I had so few opportunities.
Right.
I had to go out there and make the ones count. So, you know, it's like go out there, have a punt like maybe early in the first quarter, maybe another one like late in the second or early in the third. But I always knew that I was going to have a really important punt with maybe 2 to 4 minutes left in the game. So, I mean, a lot of it's like mental preparation and just going through my checklists. And that's a big thing I do pregame is I sit there and I walk the field and I work on mental reps and I see the ball flying through the air and a lot of imaging and visualization. And that's something that like really helped me. But yeah, it's really difficult when you have a season that you don't punt a lot, which obviously everybody wants you to punt as few as possible times. But yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, punting that few times, wild.
Tommy, thanks for the time.
Hang on, real quick, Jake. Sorry, this is Chase. I got a quick one for you. We're big fans of Dan Mullen here on this show. What was it like? I think you played for him a couple of years at Florida. What was that like?
Yeah, Dan's my guy. Oh my gosh, I love Coach Mullen. Yeah, I mean, just the intensity that he brought, and of course he loves his punters. So I really appreciated that. And I was talking to like one of my I guess Mahmoud Diabate. I was talking to him the other day. We were talking about one time at practice. There was this freshman that came in, and he came and he kind of smoked me on one of the punts. And so I was chirping him a little bit, and Coach Mullen, like, he talked back to me, and Coach Mullen got up in him, and he was on him. So I was like, all right, like, I love Coach Mullen now, like, absolutely love him. He's my guy. He's, you know, standing up for me. And there was also one time that he let me miss a workout or two to go play in his charity golf tournament. So shout out Coach Mullen. I love you.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, one more time before we go. And Jake, the guy with you out there, all the great questions. Chase and I, we're pretty dumb. So listen, I always ask this for people. Where are your Super Bowl rings right now?
Oh, that's a secret. I can't reveal that.
Okay, I like that.
Because, but, Tommy, if I had Super Bowl rings, I would wear one around my neck with a chain, and I would wear the other one, and everything I would do would be like, look at my ring, look at my ring. I'm fascinated by these rings. I've seen those rings that you have for the Chiefs, and they're massively big.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I still got a couple more fingers that, you know,
we
got some room. So, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if we got one here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thanks, man.
Tommy, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
Chase it. Chase and Big Joe, back to you guys.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Tommy. That was great stuff.
I didn't mean to hijack, but
No, but I'm glad we can jump in on some of these because, you know.
Jake has the good – Jake's the Barbara Walters. He has the good questions, and you throw to the two boneheads.
Well, and I love what he said about Dan Mullen because we do – I think we have, especially post-Florida, you know, and we saw him last year at UNLV. Obviously, Dr. Crane has fond memories from Mississippi State. Like, we love Dan Mullen.
You talk about people living their best lives right now, Dan Mullen's living his
100%.
Best
life. And I think he is – now, he's going to be mentioned for jobs. Like, if they continue to do well out there, you know, we know how this is. It's cyclical. So, you know, it'll come back around that, hey, like, if I tell you one, I'll tell you one job right now, if it opened up, Dan Mullen might be one of the first names mentioned for it.
Where?
South Carolina. I know.
Let me tell you. Brad Scott couldn't win there. Lou Holtz didn't win there. Steve Spurrier only went to one SEC championship game there. Muschamp didn't win
I know.
There.
I know, but does that not make sense? It'd be the third time they've hired the ex-Florida coach.
It would be, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
But be honest, we saw him.
I think he's happy. I think the pressure isn't as much there.
Right.
You know, you're playing in a beautiful NFL stadium. You're in Las Vegas.
Did they go Pac-12?
I think so. Is that right, Dr. Crane? Did they?
UNLV?
Yeah.
Yes. They were part of that, I think, extension or new expansion of Pac-12.
All right. Well, they're going to get back into it. So, yeah, I mean, now you're at another level with that program. I'm telling you, it just the atmosphere, there's a lot of fans at that game that day. They're playing Air Force.
I mean, he went 10-4 in his first season. It's pretty good.
Yep. And then you got to think about it. Guys getting plucking your team left and right. It's a great thing. So
they're still in the Mountain West, I think.
I think they're part of the expansion of the Pac-12 in the, I think, 28, I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So good for him. I mean, that's great. That's funny that he let Townsend take off a day to go to his charity golf tournament. that normally does not happen, but no. Good for him, man.
We'll have more coming up next here from Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.